This is Arkies in the Beltway, your look at national politics and the Arkansans influencing the discussions. I'm Alex Thomas, Washington correspondent for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, reporting from the nation's capital. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of August 18th, 2024. Democrats from across the country converging in Chicago this week for the Democratic National Convention, looking to build momentum behind Vice President Kamala Harris. The convention a month after Republicans held their convention in Milwaukee, formally nominating former President Donald Trump as their nominee. Democrats have gone through a range of emotions so far this summer. President Joe Biden ended his reelection bid in the shadow of the RNC. The president had secured enough delegates for the nomination, but he faced questions about if he was fit enough to serve another 4 years in office. Those questions did not cease after his June 27th debate performance, during which he struggled to answer questions. Democratic Party of Arkansas Chair Grant Tenniel does not downplay how Arkansas Democrats felt about Biden in the weeks following that debate.
In our meetings, as we talked through all this stuff, there was tremendous admiration expressed for President Biden. But there was also an absolute locked-in, ironclad belief that we needed to make a change.
National Democratic Party leader Lottie Shackelford is not shy in sharing her past concerns about Biden in the race. The former Little Rock mayor and longtime Democratic National Committee vice chair acknowledges Trump's chances of winning in November increased following the debate, elevating her worries.
Because of the fear of just the thought of a Donald Trump second presidency.
Biden dropped out on July 21st, passing the torch to Harris. State delegations to this year's convention quickly backed Harris, guaranteeing her place at the top of the presidential ticket. Arkansas's delegates unanimously supported Harris as the party's presidential nominee. State Democratic Party Vice Chair Janie Cotton.
People have such a great respect for President Biden, but things seem to be at a stalemate that some people were saying. And so him being an humble servant as he is, endorsing and passing the torch to Vice President Harris, has people so energized and feel that there is more hope now for the Democratic Party to win this election.
Cotton says the reason for the swiftness in supporting Harris has in part to do with her record as vice president, working with Biden to implement public policy.
You're not just at the top of that ticket by yourself. You have a partner. And so Harris was already on the ticket and doing great things with President Biden. And so now she gets an opportunity to have her own dynamic that she brings to the table.
Biden's decision to end his presidential campaign has drawn comparisons to President Lyndon B. Johnson's announcement removing himself from the 1968 presidential election. But Johnson announced his decision on March 31st, 1968, giving Democrats time to campaign for the nomination. Biden was the party's presumptive nominee with the expectation he would be on this fall's ballot when he dropped out. By Election Day in November, Harris will have only been the nominee for 3 months. Karen Siebold, assistant professor of political science at the University of Arkansas, says Harris benefits by not having to campaign for the nomination.
She didn't have a primary process where she's dueling it out with other Democrats like the Republicans did. Now, granted, Donald Trump didn't show up for that primary process. He just kind of was on the ballot, but he didn't show up for the debates. But you saw the other Republicans dueling it out, and you saw a lot of their dirty laundry aired. And that's what nomination contests do, is they air your party's dirty laundry.
Harris has already made history by being the first woman, black person, and person of South Asian descent to serve as vice president. She could be the first woman and person of South Asian descent to serve as president, should she win in November. Harris has not wasted time to build support, holding rallies in battleground states while the campaign has hosted virtual events attracting support of various groups, and the poll numbers show a competitive race between Harris and Trump. Tenniel says with Harris as the presidential nominee, there has been a noticeable change in enthusiasm among Arkansas Democrats.
This period of time has been like being shot out of a rocket. A lot of it comes from our own Democrats who are, they're ready to get going. They're ready to get going now.
One recent example, a virtual Black Arkansans for Harris fundraiser. Cotton says the event raised nearly $14,000 in support of the vice president.
We didn't even have to beg people to come on. It was like people like, give me the link. How can I get on? And I think you're seeing that everywhere.
Democrats already know their vice presidential nominee. Harris picked Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate earlier this month. Walz enters the national spotlight with a background that includes service in the Army National Guard, a career as a high school teacher and football coach, and experience in the U.S. House of Representatives. Walz has garnered a positive reception on the campaign trail, even as Republicans have questioned language used by Walz in the past to describe his military record. Skip Rutherford, Dean Emeritus of the University of Arkansas Clinton School of Public Service, says Walz's Midwest demeanor provides a sharp contrast to Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance.
I think people relate to him as like their own dad, particularly the 30-somethings, and they see in him someone who was a teacher and a coach. Those signs that just say coach are just people just hoarding them. I mean, people are trying to get them. He has a following here that a lot of vice presidential candidates don't have.
Rutherford attended the 1992 and 1996 Democratic National Conventions as part of Bill Clinton's presidential campaigns. He favorably compares the excitement surrounding the Harris-Walz ticket to the team of Clinton and Al Gore.
Pairing him up with Harris and pairing Gore up with Clinton in terms of a team are the two most exciting teams that I've seen since I've been following it.
Siebold says the current shape of the Democratic Party and the energy surrounding the presidential election has completely changed since Republicans left Milwaukee enthusiastic about their chances this fall.
It did look like the Republicans had won the presidency, possibly going to sweep the Senate. And now the tide has turned a little bit.
Trump is expected to carry Arkansas in November, but that does not mean the Harris-Walz ticket will not have an impact on the natural state. Tenniel says he believes the energy among Democrats could lead to an end to the GOP supermajorities in the state legislature, with the state Democratic Party eyeing races in the Mississippi Delta, Pulaski County, and Northwest Arkansas as opportunities to pick up seats.
In nearly every case, we ran the closest and the hardest. And there are also places where the demographics tell us that there's change going on in those places.
Shackelford is also optimistic, but she is warning her fellow Democrats about being complacent and believing this energy will be enough to carry the party into the fall.
Never before have we had anything quite like this. Now we got to keep it going for 80 days.
The Democratic National Convention will start Monday and continue through Thursday evening. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette will have coverage throughout the week from Chicago, as well as a recap of the DNC on next week's Arkies in the Beltway. You can find all that at ArkansasOnline.com. But for now, that will do it for this edition of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of August 18th, 2024. You can stay up to date with all news involving Arkansas at ArkansasOnline.com. You can get in touch with me on social media. My handle is at AlexHouseThomas. Special thanks, as always, to the team down in Little Rock. I'm Alex Thomas, and this has been Arkies in the Beltway. Thanks for listening.